WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. All of our WNST programming moving toward the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're doing 31 crab cakes and 31 breweries, 31 days in August. This week, we're at Luna Del C down on Pratt Street right before the Oriole game. Stop on down. Ivan Bates, a candidate for Baltimore County State's Attorney, going to be joining us. I've got lots of friends joining us, including Doug Butchke's going to be coming by and some other friends. And I will have some Betty Boop scratch-off tickets while they last, while supplies last, because John Martin's going to tell me, you need new tickets. It's June. We got Show Me and all that stuff. John Martin joins us now. He is the director of all things Maryland Lottery and gaming and getting us out to the casinos and having a little bit of fun. How are you? It was good bumping into you at Preakness a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, a little bit of a schmitz that day, though. A little warm. But no, it's good to see you and your better half, Jen, looking well. So, yeah, it was a good time to get out there. And you're right. Now we have it's time to transition to the Show Me family of games. And what a fun time this is. If some of your followers have already seen our commercial, it's a little bit of a tease. They can go to our website at mdlottery.com. But more importantly, while they're watching their favorite programs on air, they can see the new creative approach for the Show Me family of games. I had nothing to do with it.
When I think Show Me, I think Missouri. You know what I mean? That's a Show Me state, right?
You could think that. You could think that.
Or you know what I think? I think a Rod Tidwell in Jerry Maguire. Show me the money. Is that good?
Hey, the nice thing about this, and we don't do this very often, Nestor, because it breaks the bank, but that's okay. I'm in the habit of giving people money. And there is no prize less than double the amount of the ticket. So let me say that again better. So you buy a $5 scratch-off ticket. The lowest prize you can win is $10. And a lot of times—
I don't mind when I like have a $2 ticket and just get my $2. But I feel good. Like that feels like winning to some degree when you win small. But what you're saying is there's no small win here. Everyone's a win.
It's like being in the batter's box. There are no foul tips. You know, to me, the break-even prize is a foul tip. You get another swing. But with the Show Me, you're getting clean line drives through the infield.
All right, look, man, I want to play some inside lottery poker because we have fun. And when the jackpots get to a couple hundred million, my wife came home with the Show Me tickets the other day, by the way, and the jackpots were through the roof this week. So there's all sorts of things. But these games and the science that goes into making it, I always wonder, like when I was a kid, who made Monopoly? Who made Risk? Who comes up with the rules to Stratego and all that? You have like, there's a whole science to this, obviously. There's a lot of years into this. You're not the only lottery. I'm sure there's somebody, Mr. Big Lotteries out there that sells games and branding and all that. But it is amazing the amount of thought, because it's not computers coming up with these games. These are humans playing, making these games happen, right? Like the way the game is given to the customer and how much fun it is when you play, right?
You know, I've talked about it before. We're coming up on 50 years in the lottery business. Next year, 2023, will be our 50th anniversary. And while we have not had scratch-offs for all of those 50 years, in the early days we did not, but the reality is for most of those 50 years, we have had scratch-off tickets. And originally, they all started with a $1 ticket. And then somebody at a meeting many, many years ago said, hey, let's do a $2 ticket. And people gasped around the table. Heresy. What do you mean? A $2 ticket?
Will they make the jackpots bigger, right? Literally. Right?
Right.
Okay.
And then it became a 3 and a 5 and a 10. And, you know, here's something. The Texas Lottery this week or last week launched a $100. I'll say that again, a $100 scratch-off ticket.
Now, that's high roller. You know what I mean? I never played the $100 tables in Vegas. I did the $25 tables when I drank a little too much and made a little too much money. But $100 table, that's a real table, right?
Yeah, yeah. And you know, of course, the rest of us are just sitting here with our jaws open, wondering how that's going to play. But everything's big in Texas, right? So so we'll see.
Probably the tickets are this big, right?
Yeah, they are, right. It takes two people to bring the ticket out to you. But, you know, they're having fun with that. But we're very excited about the Show Me ticket. It's a $1, $2, $5, $10, and $20. And that concept of a family of games is a relatively new thing. You know, I'll go back to your original question. You know, there are no original thoughts anymore in lottery games. I mean, scratch off, you have this prize, you double the prize, you do this, you do that. But recently, last several years, the idea of putting together a marketable family, putting price points together. This way, if somebody wins on a $5 ticket, hey, maybe they want to buy the $10 ticket, or maybe they're not sure and they want to start with a $1 or $2 ticket, and then they can see some progress through that. So,
well, I've never scratched a $20, like literally. I mean, I wouldn't be a $20 player. My wife buys some fives and twos and whatnot. But if you the $20 ticket, the prizes are larger, right? Like that's just incumbent. That's how the game's played, right?
It's math. It's the science part of it, right? I mean, as you go up the price point scale, the odds, the probabilities of getting any winning prize become more in your favor because you've got a larger pool of prizes, right? I mean, if you've got a $20 ticket, you can prizes that are $20, $50, $100, all the way up to maybe $1 million. Where if you have a $1 ticket, you don't have as many steps to go. So, you know, your odds of getting a winning ticket are a little different. So, that science is a big part of it, but then the art comes in, you know, the colors, the look, the feel, what's going to stop somebody, at the counter to take a second look and maybe with their buck or two and change, make that impulse buy, because for the most part, scratch off tickets, especially, still tend to be an impulse buy when someone's at a grocery store or a convenience store or a gas station. And that's really how that whole thing has evolved. So it's equal parts science and art. You were always looking at what the other guys are doing, whether it be Texas or Pennsylvania or Florida or California. And we share, it's a very easy fraternity to share information. We like somebody's ticket, they'll send us samples of it. We may tweak it, you know, Marylandize it if we need to. But for the most part, it's a very, comfortable situation to share product information.
All right. So Show Me is out. We're promoting it. You'll hear the ads here at WNST and on Baltimore Positive. And like right off the bat, $1 million winner, right?
Well, that'll happen. You know, that'll definitely happen. And, we look at the prize structures, and for a $20 ticket, you know, how many top prizes, how many $1 million prizes will we have? And then, you know, people won't believe this, but we keep telling this, we have no idea where the prizes are. You know, once that process, and if you've ever had the opportunity to see a print process,
where are they printed and stuff? Yeah, I'd like knowing inside poker. So they get printed, they get brought, like the computer makes them and all that. And no one has any idea. They're just distributed. And yeah, when they come in from Mardella Springs, you're like, look at that. Somebody won $1 million.
There are a handful of printing facilities in North America. And we have various relationships with some of these places, and depending on the style of the game may dictate is printed in this location versus that location. But once the computer program is put in place and the printing process goes, it is purely random. So it's random as to where those winners are. They get, you know, shrink wrapped, packed, put on a carton pallet, put on a truck and shipped here. And they go in our warehouse. And at that point, you're looking at pallet upon pallet, dozens of boxes, hundreds of thousands of tickets. I defy anyone to say, well, the $1 million winner is right there.
So you don't know if ticket 83 or 84 on Betty Boops. No idea. That's why I got to give these away this week at Luna Del Sea. John Martin is here. He is the director of all things lottery and gaming. Let's talk about some winners, because we did have a Show Me $1 million winner. Goose Creek, Mardella Springs. Sounds like a place I got to hit on the crab cake tour, John.
It'll be easy to find now. We have winners in various shapes and sizes, whether it's scratch offs or somebody playing our new pick five game. You know, we're running a try pick five promotion now. So,
I get these winners. I look down here. Somebody won $10,000 on the Show Me at Royal Farms on Middleborough Road in Essex. I swear I drove by there last week on the way to Pizza John. So I know where that Rofo is. Somebody there won 10 grand last week.
Well, make sure Jen checks her tickets.
She checked her tickets. Her sister. So my wife turned 50 this week.
No,
so her sister. It's
that's
true.
Not possible.
It's possible. It's true. I know she looks 21, but my wife and her sister, and I've told you this, they love the lottery. So they came home from wherever they were running. Oh, they went. You know what? My wife took pictures. She was at Brew at the Zoo and bought lottery tickets on the way home. Her and her sister scratch, and her sister loves scratch off. So they said to me, do you have any of those special like scratchers? Did John Martin or Carol give you the scratchers to scratch? And I said, get a quarter, get a nickel, get a dime, get something like that. They're like, well, you work with the lottery. We figured you'd have scratchers. And I'm like, I don't have any scratchers right now. John, you have scratcher. You're trying to find one, aren't you?
I'm trying to find one. I don't think I've got one.
I used a quarter. I told him use a quarter, but they didn't win. So they did have the show me's though. And they were the big tickets and they were scratching away and having fun. Well, what is that? Let me see that. That's a lobster. That's a crab. Oh. What is that?
It's not a scratcher.
That's not a scratcher. Use a quarter, Nick. None of us keep change in our pockets anymore.
You know what? Thank you. Thank you. We're from a bygone era. I have a little change, a little coin purse. I'm enough.
You're
to
old then. I don't know what to say because I haven't had a nickel in my pocket. I shouldn't say I haven't had a nickel in my pocket in years. But when it did come time to scratch the scratch offs, I said, get a penny, get a nickel. My wife said, where are we going to find one of those? We don't have any change around here. And I'm like, I don't have any scratchers around here, but you know, I know we have them.
It's always fun when we're looking for ideas to engage people, just to ask them, what do they use? And you will get a litany of things from, you know, lucky coins,
hobby pin,
whatever. But there are people, and don't mess with this because it's the routine, that when they have something and they use that and they win with it, boy, that they are glued to that, whatever it happens to
be. I don't recommend fingernail though, because sometimes you scratch the paper. Don't do that.
No.
Not the way to do it.
No.
If people damage one, they still cash though, right? It's the barcode, right? Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
So I was always afraid of like wrecking them, but you're telling me it's been done before.
It's been done before. Yeah.
But let's get on to the sports wagering. Let's talk about some things. What's happening here as we go into June with the Maryland Lottery and certainly with licenses? And I was at the OTB last week in Nick's Grandstand Grill watching people bet the ponies. Your lottery tickets were there. It was a great experience. I mean, going out and doing that for an afternoon, being there for 4 hours where there's action and activity, I loved it. And the fried shrimp are great too, by the way. Thanks, Tom.
Well, and you know what? Some of the challenges, and believe me, I sense and hear the frustration in Marylanders every day. You know, what are you guys doing wrong? Why are other states doing this and we're not, and this being the mobile betting aspect of it. But it is a process, as we've talked before, and the Maryland legislation that was enacted and signed by Governor Hogan last spring, now over a year ago, is far and away the most comprehensive legislation in the country. I've said it before, I'll say it again, bar none, the most comprehensive. And what makes it a challenge is that in that law is the expressed intent to make sure that there's racial, ethnic, and gender diversity, and that we have a level playing field so that small businesses, minority-owned businesses, women-owned businesses have an equity relationship in the sports wagering industry.
Just Mr. Big coming in from Vegas and plopping down three casinos and that's the end, right? Like that's the way it's sort of started because they were the ones with the head start with money, financing, know-how, personnel. They had all of that, right?
And I guarantee you that all of these other states that – fans and frustrated players are pointing to saying, well, look what they did. I guarantee you none of them have anything close to that type of mandate in their law. Now, it's the right thing to do, and it's an equitable thing to do, but the process to get there clearly takes some time, and that's where we are now. So we continue to work behind the scenes. As you're well aware, you talked about your experiences recently. We have 4 awarded locations that have yet to be issued licenses, and that includes our friend Chris at Greenmount Station. It includes Long Shots in Frederick, Riverboat on the Potomac, down on the banks of the river, as well as Bingo World in Anne Arundel County. Now, all 4 of these are still making progress to open up retail sports books, but that means,
and I would think a lot of them are steering toward football season to September, right? Because I mean, football weekend, the first weekend of the Ravens play September 11th, but let's say Labor Day would be probably a real target for all of them. Not that all of them will get open, but I would think you want to be open for football season, right? That would be
clearly
right.
Clearly.
Okay.
I mean, whether it's a mobile betting or retail betting, football season dictates the landscape. There's no denying that. So of the 4 that are in the queue, they're building out their physical facilities. They're making sure their facility operators are on board. I'm hopeful that a few of those can be up and running yet this summer. So they, to your point, are ready to go for the kickoff of the season, pun intended. So that's going on. But again, the whole thing that's cloud's the issue is, well, when will mobile be ready? Well, SWARC has to then go through this industry analysis that's wrapping up now. They have to create regulations and applications. They have to promulgate those regs, get all the sign-offs. Applications have to be put out in the marketplace so that whether you're a small business who wants to put in a retail location, kind of like Greenmount Station and others, that avenue is open to you. Or if you want to participate in the mobile business, that avenue will be open to you. But we, unfortunately, are still weeks away from that application process starting, let alone when we'll actually start to see the back end and those licenses come to fruition.
John Martin is here. He is the director of all things Maryland Lottery. John, I want to embarrass myself right now. I'm not going to share this picture anywhere else but on this segment, okay?
Oh, boy.
No, I'm literally not. We ran into you at the Preakness, and you mentioned that you used the word, was it spritzy, whatever it was, moist, wet. It was 105 degrees, and the humidity was even larger than that. The governor of the state of Maryland, your boss, the great Larry Hogan, who's coming on the program on August 30th, we've got it all set up with the Crab Cake Tour, stopped by to say hello, right? So he stops by to say hello, and his guy's like, hey, get in, take a picture. Your wife looks beautiful. John, your wife, Colleen, y'all look beautiful. Get in the picture. And we get in the picture, and I look like I'm about to melt. John, this is, look at me, my shirt's open. I'm with the governor. I'm with one of my clients. I'm with your beautiful wife, my wife, and I'm smiling without realizing that I melted. I'm not sharing that picture ever again. I have another one where I'm kind of put together, but I look like the guy that shouldn't be hanging out with the governor and the guy that runs the lottery on that particular day.
A couple things come to mind. And when my kids were much younger, they watched Sesame Street. And I'm sure anybody who's stuck with this as long may know this. Remember there was a segment they did, one of these things does not belong with the others.
I'll bring the picture back up for that. Yeah. Guy on the right. So what we need to do is we need to edit him out. You know, we'll just go in here and just get that guy, get rid of that guy. Yeah. Hey man, it's always fun to hang out with you. It was good to see you at the Preakness as well. Even though I put my clothes back on, just so you know, I melted out there, but a great day. And Preakness is the ultimate sports wagering, sports Baltimore, Maryland tradition, bringing people together. And when it's not 100 degrees, you dress up nicer than I dressed up last year.
Well, we're looking forward, hopefully, to many, many great years. I mean, you know, clearly, as you're well aware, and I'm sure you've had it on in various aspects of your program, I mean, the development effort that's on paper looks very impressive. And so we're hopeful that the powers be can continue to make progress on that front and develop.
It's a great day, isn't it? You're not even from around here. When you go, you and your wife were having, I caught you, you're hot. We're all hot. It's a great day. It's a beautiful day. It's something I want in my life, Preakness Day.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. No, it's a shining jewel in the crown here in Baltimore. And it'd be great to have, that the next generation of horse racing fans have something else to enjoy.
Well, yeah, we got to have the Kentucky Derby winner next year. John Martin is here. He was not in charge of that, but he is in charge of the Maryland Lottery and gaming. You can find him here each and every week. And of course, out at Baltimore Positive. And go scratch him off. Go win. I was over Costas to celebrate my wife's 50th birthday. People were scratching and winning in the machine. So the lottery is ubiquitous, taking care of people in the state. And the money obviously goes back to making things better here in Maryland. John, I appreciate you. Stay cool this week. All right.
You as well. Big weekend series coming up, Nestor.
Guardian.
Yes.
This is our weekend to go to the game, isn't it? Maybe. I don't know. I'm around. Watch me.
Well, we'll have
Sunday. It gets too hot. By the way, I was in Casas the other day and the Guardians game was on, and it was the first time I've looked up on a TV and seen players running around wearing Guardians across the front. And I thought it was kind of nice. You know, it was good. It didn't weird me out. I guess you're an Indian fan, a Guardian fan. So you've been watching them for 2 months, right? So
I tell you what, it's a three game. I will commit to this. It's a three game set this weekend, right? The winner of the series, I will wear the hat next week of the winning team. Whoever
you
wins.
Promote home run, Richard. You want to promote your home run game now, or you, no? You good?
No, we're good. Although it's been great. It's been going well. I mean, the other night.
They're winning.
The Bo Sox series. We had a couple three-homer games there.
Right.
So fans are doing great with home run riches, bases loaded. So hopefully, maybe we'll temper. You know, we can still award home runs.
If we played Fenway Park every night, they'd hit a lot of home runs. Then they come home and they move the fence back. John Martin is here. He's not in charge of that either, but he is giving away some money for the home run game with the Orioles each and every night. Somebody plays, and then we hope that Ryan Mountcastle hits one out. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking the Maryland Lottery, our Crab Cake Tour, and Baltimore Positive.